Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources Director, Lynn Helms.
In the February production numbers, oil production was anticipated to drop again significantly, and yet it only dropped less than 0.5%, just slightly over 4,000 barrels a day. And gas production actually increased 3%. I think that's reflective, again, of continued tighter and tighter focus on the core area. It was very noticeable, the slow to no activity, if you got outside the core area, and also very noticeable in the area that we went to around Johnson Corner. There were frac crews, there were flowback crews, there were workover rigs, there were drilling rigs, there were new pads constructed and well stakes and quite a bit of activity, but in a relatively small area. I think the explanation for the slight drop in production, I'm calling this month's director's cut cash is king. And basically what we saw happening was the need for some cash flow and some production by some operators. Even in speaking to the Train ND people in Williston, they had two frac crews come through and get trained the first part of February and then get deployed to the field. Industry added two entire frac crews in February and went out and completed some wells, which really we didn't expect that to happen. So we saw the non-completed wells drop by 38. We also saw some expanded capacity for gas capture, and I think that allowed companies to open up some wells and produce some wells probably at a higher rate than what we would have anticipated. So two new frac crews, 38 non-completed wells completed, increased gas capture capacity. And then on the other side of the coin, we've seen over 700 wells go inactive since December. But it would appear that the bulk of that is happening in what we call the conventional wells, wells that were producing from legacy formations. The economics just don't support repairs and ongoing production at these oil prices. When we look into that a little bit, we saw an increased percentage of Bakken Three Forks wells, unconventional wells versus conventional wells. Saw that jump to 84% of our wells are now unconventional or Bakken. And that count, 10,898 active wells, is actually up, whereas the count of the other types of wells is down. Permitting has really slowed down. March being the slowest month that we've had since 2009. So you got to go back 7 years now. I don't have monthly statistics for the year 2009, so I can't pinpoint for you the month in 2009, but even the annual average back then was right at what we saw in March of this year, so the lowest in 7 years. When we look at oil prices, a little bit of improvement. Looks like we got 5 days of 40-plus WTI under our belt, only 85 to go before companies are encouraged to stop the inactive well business and start reactivating those wells. And it's still going to be a difficult second quarter for industry. Rig count fell to 29 today. We're still looking at the possibility of 1 to 4 more rigs being idled or contracts canceled. And so it's looking more and more like we're going to stay in that 25 to 30 range until we see some significant price improvement.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Amanda Person from Beaver Creek Archaeology.
What is it that Beaver Creek does now? You're a paleontologist.
That's right.
And the word archaeology is involved.
Yes.
But
So Beaver Creek Archaeology works very closely with the tribes, with public lands, and with oil companies. So essentially, when an oil company has a pad that they want to put in, or an access road, or a flow line, we're one of the first people that comes in. The archaeologists do cultural resource surveys, so we'll go actually on the ground and walk across the well pad and look for cultural resources. So if there are any, we then work closely with the client to try and mitigate, move the pad. In North Dakota, there's a lot of stone features, so stone rings and stone cairns, and that's not something, a lot of them are sacred sites, that's not something that we can move. We can't move the site, so we will move the pad. And so usually it's only a few hundred feet, and it works very well with the client. The company can move the well pad with very little problem because no construction has even begun by this time. And so we work very closely with the tribes, and a lot of this is done on public land, so BLM, Forest Service, that sort of thing. Or any land, any private land that has public minerals.
Killdeer Mountains comes to mind right away. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you're aware of? I don't know if you guys are working on that project. That's just the one that gets a lot of the headline news. So if it, just talk to me a little bit about that project, whether you're working on it or not. And if you're not, you can transition into one that you're working on that will be
okay.
Similar.
Sure. Well, again, I'm a paleontologist, so I don't know a whole lot about the cultural resources of North Dakota, but I am learning from my coworkers. But I do know there are a lot of sites that are in North Dakota and that are sacred sites. And there are also good places, perhaps, to put well pads. So we would work with the tribes. We are a Native American-owned company, so we have very close working relationships with a lot of tribes in the area. And we work with the clients as well to sort of be able to move the well pad. And then via horizontal drilling, we can still get to the oil pockets they want. But the surface is disturbed in a different place, so it does not impact the cultural resources.
Is this three tribes, Native American?
We have
three tribes affiliated.
We work with all of the tribes.
Oh, you said it was owned.
Oh yes, our owner is Comanche. He's actually from, I guess he's from Oklahoma. So he's
no kidding.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
And Christina is actually married to him, so she's Norwegian and he's Comanche. So.
Do they have kids?
They do not.
Oh, he's holding out. Okay. Your business, your industry, your profession is a lot different than a lot of these other guys.
Yes.
How are you viewed? Are you a good guy, a bad guy? Are you hugged? Are you welcomed in?
I don't know. I think a lot of companies have to jump through a lot of hoops. Mm-hmm. And as part of the permitting process, it's sort of the 106 compliance is what we work on. It's a federal law that the survey has to be done for cultural resources. And our sort of slogan is progress meets preservation. So we want our main concern, we have two main concerns I feel that are equally weighted. It's to get the client in to their project and also to preserve any cultural resources. So that's why we're not we very much want to, wherever you want your well pad, that'd be great. We're going to try and make that happen. And if we need to move by a couple hundred feet, then, you know, it's pretty close to where you want it to be to begin with. But that preserves a previously recorded site or a site that we find when we do the survey. So we're, our main goal, of course, is to get the client in and also to preserve what's already there.
What's the most common finding you have?
In North Dakota, it's a lot of stone features. So we have stone rings. They used to be called teepee rings. Now they're stone circles. So we're not really sure necessarily what they... A lot of them could have been sacred sites. Some of them could be for living, like a campsite. We also have a lot of stone cairns, which could mark a grave site or also just sort of as a navigational tool.
To listen to the full-length interview with Amanda Person from Beaver Creek Archaeology or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more. Vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota.